say Michael Podras is on the phone. He's an advocate in Chicago, Better Streets Chicago. They're concerned with not only the streets, but with people who are biking, buses running a little smoother and faster, and creating safe and fun spaces for everyone. How are you today, Michael?
I'm doing well, Lisa. Thanks for having me on.
But at this point in the winter in Chicago, your concern is about sidewalks. And I was talking to one of our producers, and he is busy every day shoveling sidewalks, salting, doing what he can for the elderly members in his neighborhood. But he can only do so much. And it seems to be a big issue, because if it's not done, these people get fined, right?
Yeah, so Better Street Chicago, along with our partner organization, Access Living, which does disability rights advocacy and services, we are leading this campaign called Plow the Sidewalks, and we are making the case to make sidewalk snow clearance and sidewalk snow plowing a municipal service. Currently, that's not the case in the city of Chicago. The responsibility is on the adjacent property owner. And you know what? We do have a lot of awesome neighbors and members of our community in the city who do go out and do their due diligence. They take care of their neighbors. But as you mentioned, yeah, it's a lot to put on the public. And, you know, sometimes people aren't home. Sometimes people don't have the ability to go out and plow their sidewalks. Sometimes you don't have the money, or your work doesn't allow you to do it in a speedy manner. And as we saw after New Year's, when we got our first heavy snowfall, a lot of people are out of town sometimes. Sometimes, you know, if it falls on a holiday weekend, this just doesn't happen because people aren't around. And so we're making the case that just like how roads are cleared of snow in the winter, we should also be clearing our sidewalks, because just like the roads, our sidewalks are a integral, important part of our mobility and transportation system.
And of course, people are going to say, well, where are you going to get the money for that?
Yeah, so that's kind of one of those big questions everybody's asking. So, you know, we're still working on getting exact projections of what this would cost, just because there's a lot of questions still about what the operations would look like. But right now, there is no number that we've seen that would be greater than 1% of the entire city budget. So we're actually talking about a really small amount of money potentially here. And a lot of it would potentially just be upfront costs getting the appropriate machinery to work on sidewalks. But kind of one of the upshots here is, one, you know, one of the things that we want to mention is, you know, we already spend millions of dollars a year getting the roads cleared. We really should be marshaling similar resources to make sure that our entire transportation system is accessible. Because one thing to remember, too, is when sidewalks aren't cleared properly, it's not only an issue for people who are using the sidewalks, but it can be a problem for getting on the bus. And especially if you are somebody with limited mobility, or if you have a disability and you need to use one of those ramps, those can become impossible to use on the CTA in the winter as well. So it's really about making sure our entire mobility system is up and running and functioning every day of the year, despite the weather. So we think this is something that's totally doable, something that we know can be scaled to a city the size of Chicago, Toronto, which is almost identical along every metric of measuring a city's size. They already do all of their streets, bike lanes, and sidewalks as a complete city service.
This is Michael Podras. He's with Better Streets Chicago, a transit advocate. They're pushing to get the city to plow sidewalks. If you want to follow them online, the hashtag is hashtag plow the sidewalks. So right now, the city policy requires business and property owners to clear a 5-foot wide path on the sidewalk in front of their property. And if they don't do that, they will be fined. And you got like 2,700 people to sign this petition. Is that your group doing it, or is that the group you're working with?
So the petition is entirely part of Better Street Chicago. That is our own initiative, and it was our original initiative that got this campaign started. We have now well exceeded the 3,000 signatures, and if you're interested in signing, the page is right on our website at betterstreetschicago.org. It'll be one of the first things you see. But our partner organization, Access Living, has been providing us a lot of support with growing this campaign and making sure that we can get the necessary outreach that we need to do with elected officials and things like that.
So people, when they see an unshoveled sidewalk, they call 311. They report that person. They come out and they put a door tag on your door, and you've got to get that shoveled, or you get fined sometimes $500, maybe up to $1,000 if you're a business. Are those numbers accurate?
Yeah, so those are what those numbers are accurate. But, you know, we're also making the case to make this a universal service because obviously, much like the system with having it be the responsibility of property owners, it's pretty clear that the system of fines also isn't working and isn't particularly effective. Because if you're somebody who needs to use that sidewalk, a sidewalk that's only 20% blocked with snow and ice, that's still an inaccessible sidewalk. You might not necessarily be able to wait the 24 to 72 hours or however long it might be for this property owner to actually get on that job. And also, the city doesn't issue a lot of tickets. We know that they get thousands of 311 requests about this every year. And last year, they only issued 600 some odd fines against this. So, you know, the city's two systems just are not particularly effective for getting this job done. And so that's why we're making the case that this has to be a universal, municipally run service.
Well, it'd be interesting. I'm intrigued to see what you get accomplished with this. Michael Podras, Better Streets Chicago. Thank you so much for calling the show this afternoon.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me on.